Hey, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Yeah, let's pray for you, for your needs and your intentions. Maggie's going to be joining me today, and she'll be praying the chapel along with us. It's a time of miracles. I really do think that Christmas is a special time. You know, I've seen miracles in the life of my own family at this time of year. I've heard miracles being reported from people who have prayed that St. Andrew Novena, the Infant of Prague Novena, who've turned to the chaplet or the rosary. Tons of miracles at this time of year. I think there's a lot of grace that flows. So if you want to join us, feel free to go ahead and dial in. I'll share a couple answered prayers with you today and a couple quick petitions as well. So if you want to get in, 888-914-9149. If you're new to the show, it's 888-914-9149 or online at Relevant Radio. Now, yeah, at Twitter. We'll go Twitter at The Drew Mariani Show. That's the best way to go. At Drew Mariani Show. You can go ahead and send your intentions. Maggie will go ahead and bring them to the air. All right. This person, hey, good afternoon, Drew and Maggie. Could you please pray for Peter? He's suffering from brain cancer. And for his wife, Suzanne, who is overwhelmed with caring for him. Thank you for your prayers, Greg. We'll certainly go ahead and do that. And says, I also want to put a prayer request in for a teenager going through some difficult times in her life. Another person wrote, could you pray for me to find a good job? Yes, we will. How about a new year and a new job? That sounds like a great, great opportunity. Another person says, there's a young girl in our school, fifth grader. She lost her father just a few weeks ago. Now found out that she has a tumor and is undergoing surgery. Could you please pray for her complete healing? Thank you. Another person says, I've been juggling a mortgage, trying to sell a place. I just got an offer. Would you please pray it goes through? I had two that fell through, and my finances, well, they're shaky. Due to the mandates, I couldn't work for about 10 months, and still paying for an empty home, as well as rent in a city. I thank God that I have an offer again, but just please pray for its completion. St. Joseph and St. Cecilia, pray for us. Maggie, I know there was a special intention you and I talked about during the last segment. Anything you want to pray for, and maybe we can put forward that special intention.
Yeah, we, as a Drew Mariani Show team, the crew here needs a special prayer to help iron out some new details in the new year. And also, yesterday, we had prayed for a Northwestern student, Peter Salvino,
who
went missing on Sunday. I got a text this morning from someone that knew him and said that they had gotten word his body was found in a marina here in Chicago. Yeah. So let's lift up the repose of his soul and for his whole family and friends.
Yeah, he was missing for about 3 days. Yeah. I saw a news report actually this morning that the family was very grateful for the help of all the residents, the local businesses, and everyone, because it's very possible they may never have found him. But this is the second adult college student has gone missing after having been out at, I guess, bars at night. And he wasn't out that late. It always makes me wonder, is there something nefarious going on, or is it just a coincidence? You know, you never know. So we'll just pray for protection over those we love. Let's pray for those who travel today, too, Maggie. Let's pray for safety in their journeys. My producer, Tom, is going to pick up his son. I want to just pray for protection as he travels to do that. So, and Maggie, I know you'll bring other intentions to us during the chapel. Let me just share a couple, just one or two answered prayers. This person says, hey, Drew, my impossible dream came true. I'm at the close of 4 years without my electric wheelchair. It happened slowly after a plea and a prayer to Christ and his blessed sacrament. Praying the chaplet is powerful. Creeping paralysis over 35 years stopped, and then it retreated. Weak and withered legs regained strength. A useless right arm now is fully functional. My doctors, to say the least, were, quote, dumbfounded. At end-stage MS, I should now be in a nursing home. My neurologist commented that he's never encountered anyone still alive with MS as aggressive as mine after 39 years. How did this miracle happen? Well, I give all the credit to God and to God alone. And I just wanted to let you know, and thank you for your prayers, but if my paralysis returns, I'll still praise God for giving me 4 years free from it. His presence is so real and clear. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Mark. Hey, Mark, Merry Christmas.
That's so beautiful.
I love his attitude. I mean, it's just so great. I mean, here he is in a situation where his condition reversed. You know, the withering arms, the legs, the MS, you know, the paralysis. He's out of a wheelchair. Doctors have no explanation for it happens. And what's he do? He points to Christ. I prayed. The Lord heard my prayers. God hears prayers. I tell you that all of the time. Miracles like this can happen. Oh, not to me, Drew. Yeah, to you. The more soul trusts, the more it receives. When I sign my book, quite often I put that diary entry passage in there. Remember, because we go through difficult times in life. And the more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. Especially in these difficult times, that's when the Lord wants us to certainly trust in him. Well, let's pray for you right now. I'll share more petitions, more answered prayers tomorrow. And, of course, you can get your intention into Maggie at our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. Follow me, please, also at Drew Mariani. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Marie. She's listening to us in Pleasanton, California. Marie, thanks for praying with us.
Hello. I would like to thank you for taking my call. I would like to pray for Thanksgiving for all the graces I receive through my life. I like to pray for discernment for my children because they're searching and but they need really help and prayers. I'd like to pray for a doctor, so I find a doctor who would help me out with my kidney problem. Also, the stormy weather, so the storm will stop and people can enjoy and celebrate Christmas. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Marie. Thank you very much for your call. And we will lift up all of those intentions. Do you want to take another intention, Maggie? Yeah, I'll do it right now. We'll sneak another one in right now. Gabriella, who is listening to us, good to have you with us as well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Yes, I'd like to ask for prayers for my great-grandson, Lincoln, whose oxygen went down and he turned blue and is in the hospital now. And for him and his twin brother, who will be having a 4-hour surgery next month on the 9th. And my granddaughter, Janae, who has a bone marrow test today, that she gets good news and the health of my family and my own health.
You got it, Gabrielle. Well, thank you for your call as well. Let's lift up that great-grandson. Let's pray for those who have leukemia. Let's pray for all those intentions you just voiced. Lord, I give you the sick today, especially this time of year. It's so hard to be disabled, to be under the weather, to be ill, to be carrying these type of health crosses. And I just ask for incredible healing. I pray for conversion. I pray for unity amongst family members. I pray for safety in travel. And I just give you the needs, wants, and desires of all these intentions that have come in so far and all those now crying out to you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Dawn in Fairfax, Virginia. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call, and God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you.
I'm calling for my mom, Liz. If everybody could please say a prayer for her. She's had terrible health issues the last couple years, had brain surgery earlier this year, and is on the way to urgent care right now.
Oh,
she's got compromised lungs and just isn't doing great. And we have my brother driving from Missouri for the first time with his family to come see us. And they're leaving now, and it's just really hard, and my dad's such an amazing caretaker, and I try my best too. And if we could just pray, my parents have been married 50 years, and I just want them to be okay.
Well, we're going to pray for you now. Dawn, I'm glad you got through. I'm so sorry that this time of year your mother's going through such hardship, and what a trial it is for the family. We're going to put her in the hands of the Lord right now. I'm glad you got through. Our whole spiritual family here from coast to coast and literally around the world is going to be praying, and don't despair. This is your opportunity. Really, just put her in the hands of the Lord. You know, St. Faustina recorded what the Lord told her, where he said, don't despair, but with trust, throw yourself into the arms of my mercy like a child would into the arms of its beloved mother. So do that. Trust in the Lord. Now, no soul that has ever called upon the Lord's mercy, he said, has been disappointed. So, Lord, I bring to you those in critical situations right now. And again, it seems health is that common denominator, that thread running through these intentions so far. Oh, divine physician, oh, merciful Savior, I ask for your touch. We pray for this family, again, for those who are traveling, for those who are stressed and anxious, for those who are overwhelmed, those who are crippled by worry and fear. And I just ask that you hear the prayers of your children as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to our third decade, let me, Maggie, bring you in. Lots of intentions coming in. What can we pray for?
Kathy wrote to us and she said, I would like to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for the unemployed and the underemployed, and for everyone who is struggling emotionally, spiritually, physically, or financially. I thought that was a pretty good, comprehensive prayer. Gail wrote to us and said, it will be 15 years ago since my mom, who was my best friend, died.
Oh, no.
Just 5 months after my dad. My heart is so broken without her. It's been so difficult to celebrate without her. This year, God called my brother home, and I miss him so much. I just want to be in heaven with them. It's just, when I read that earlier, I was like, man, that makes me want to cry. Oh.
Yeah, it's rough.
Rob, who's a 40-year-old husband and father of two in Wisconsin, has now been placed in hospice for last rites, and they're praying for a peaceful passing. And Elizabeth is praying for her whole family, including her sister, whose birthday is today.
Well, Lord, we give you those intentions. Maggie, thank you. Especially those who mourn. You know, it's hard to lose a parent. My wife and I, you know, we lost three parents in about 76 days. And we went to more funerals. We buried our parents. It was unbelievable how quickly they had died. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard to lose someone, especially this time of year. I pray for all who mourn, all those who are suffering tragedy and loss, especially for those struggling financially. This is a difficult time to really not have money, to be behind, to wonder how you're going to buy presents for your children or how you're going to put food on the table or keep the roof over your head. And it makes me think of St. Francis de Sales, who says, do not fear what happens, you know, tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. The same God, the same loving Father who cares for you today, he's going to care for you tomorrow as well. He's going to take care of tomorrow. He's going to take care of every day for you. And he's either going to shield you for suffering or he's going to give you the grace. He's going to give you the strength that you need to bear it. So St. Francis of Sales is the gentleman saying, he says, put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginings. Be at peace. I know it's hard to do when you're in that situation, but you'll hear a story tomorrow. I share it all the time of God's providence at this time of year. I've said it when I began the chapel today. God is a God of miracles. He is, and this is a time of miracles. So, Lord, I pray for those miracles that so many souls are crying out to you for, health, relationships, finance, whatever it may be. I beg you to hear their prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Marianne is listening to us in Rumlup, Alabama. Good to hear from Alabama. Hi, Marianne. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. I'll make it quick.
Sure.
My son, I called you a couple of months ago, asked for a good job for my son. He's still looking, but there's hope on the horizon, so thank you for that. My granddaughter ran away, got pregnant, came back, had the baby baptized, so that's wonderful.
Praise God.
You prayed her back safely, but now she wants to go back to the same situation in Arizona, so we're very upset about that, so please pray for Ashley. And the last one, my dear, dear friend, Jeannie, her brother, Johnny, is in a hospital in Brooklyn dying of sepsis, and he was waiting for a liver transplant. All of a sudden, he went into a coma. So we need a miracle there. But thank you for all your prayers, always.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Marianne. We're going to pray right now. And, you know, in terms of jobs, the first intention you put forward, sometimes God makes us wait. I know how long I had to wait before he redirected me to this career. I think it was Albert the Great who said that the greater and the more persistent your confidence in God is, the more abundantly you're going to receive what you ask. Just tell your son to continue to pray for that perfect job, that God opened the right door. And I'm confident God will do that. We got to be persistent in our prayer, right? Like that widow, we got to keep knocking on the judge's door. We got to keep asking God for what we want. Asking you shall receive, right? Seeking you'll find. And I believe that. And Lord, right now, I give you these beautiful intentions that came forward. I pray for those who are in need of vital organ transplants. Pray for this liver situation. I pray for that man in his coma that he may awaken from it. We just pray for those miracles, those in crisis pregnancy situations, those who are in codependent relationships, Lord, those who keep going back, finding themselves in the same situations. I just pray for new beginnings. And I bring these intentions and all those to you who are praying as we turn to you again and pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from California. Rosalia is on board. Hi, Rosalia. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Really quick, they told me I had to be brief. So
That's
I just want to ask for prayers for the Salazar family. They lost their 27-year-old son a couple of weeks ago in a car accident.
Wow.
And they're very, very sad. I've been helping them with the novena, and they're very, very hurt. And I just want to pray that they get a resolution to this and acceptance and move forward.
Yeah, tough time to suffer a loss like that. He was, what, 27 years old, you said?
27, yes, so in a car accident.
So tragic. Yeah. Oh. Well, Rosalie, I want to pray. I'll pray for you, too, because I know you didn't ask for anything for yourself. And we'll just ask the Lord to read all the intentions in your heart. Go ahead. Do you have one more?
I have one more, yes.
Sure.
My son. My son was incarcerated, had an addiction, and is out.
Praise God.
He has made tremendous, tremendous changes. He's been well for 3 months straight. He is trying to find a job, and I just want to thank God for granting me the privilege of been able to see him clean and a good person, and I want to pray for his conversion.
Well, Rosalie, you know what an inspiration you are to mothers and fathers right now whose sons and daughters are addicted to drugs, who are doing jail time, who are away.
Yes.
And I say it all the time, and I'm so happy for you. I can't tell you how happy I am. The prayers of a mother, the tears of a mother, God hears. And that prayer for your son, the fact he's out, we're going to pray for a great job and a new beginning for him. Drugs are terrible. They are demonic hooks. And, you know, they drag so many people into just misery. And they drag the family. They snare the family as well. Lord, I pray you disengage those hooks, that you set free those who are struggling with addiction this Christmas, that there can be new beginnings. And I pray for those parents and siblings and loved ones who suffer in their own way. And I just pray for new beginnings, that people will give those who have done time second chances, that they can find those new beginnings. So often, so many years are taken from them. I pray for these intentions. I pray for all those who are united with me in prayer now. Let me grab Anita, who's in Yuba City, California as well. Anita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. We're here in ICU with our brother Robert, who has severe damage to his esophagus and to his liver. We're asking for healing prayers and a miracle for him. And healing prayers for Sasha, for Maria de Jesus, and for Joe. But right now we're really concerned. There's a high risk of more internal bleeding. So we just put him in God's hands and ask for him to get healed.
Well, Anita, I am so happy that you got through. We're going to pray for you. Not just me. I know Maggie and everyone praying now will take your brother. And we are going to pray that God touches him. This has been a weird tension today. It's just not weird, but that current that runs through the show for the sick, those in critical situations, those who need real healing and real miracles. And I believe when that happens, God is going to hear. And Lord, I've talked about you as being a God of miracles, so I ask for miracles today. You know, the St. Teresa of Avila, she said that God is full of compassion, that he never fails those who are afflicted, you know, those who are despised, if you trust in him alone. And Lord, I trust in you. I trust for healing. I thank you for the gift of medicine. We pray for recovery. And I pray for all those now, Lord, who are crying out to you saying, Lord, hear me. I need a miracle this Christmas. So I give you the wants, the needs, the desires of all united to me in prayer as we turn to you and pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy mighty one. Holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy mighty one. Holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy mighty one. Holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible. Please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
And all you patron saints of impossible cases, Saint Rita, Saint Jude, and Saint Philomena,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. You want to hear the story of an impossible case? There's a story of a mother who had many children, and her husband was not faithful to her at all. She turned to God's divine mercy. And boy, when we come back, Maggie will share with you just an unbelievable situation. And maybe your marriage is really going through a difficult time right now. Maybe your spouse has not been faithful to you. Maybe you're praying for them to return. Maybe you're wondering if you should stay in the relationship. You're going to hear another amazing story from Julie and Greg Alexander, too. Both were not faithful to each other. Each cheated on one another. It's an amazing story. All that and more straight ahead.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be.
There's a little Marvin Gaye there, right? Mercy. Mercy me, another great tune. Hey, it's good to be here with you today. Thank you for hanging out. Here's some amazing stories, amazing tales coming up. And you're going to hear about God's mercy. If you are struggling right now in your relationship, if you are drinking from that bitter cup of infidelity in a marriage, you know the devastating consequences that results from it, the terrible pain, the anger, the depression, the despondency. There are many, though, who survive infidelity. And there are marriages that not only survive, but they thrive. And I want to talk about that. This is not a new problem. It is age old. And when I hear of it, my heart breaks. I pray to God I never know what it's like. And if you've gone through that, my heart goes out to you. My producer, Maggie, was sharing with me a couple days ago a really incredible series of events that and God was using her in a powerful way to be an instrument in. And I said, look, Maggie, you got to share that on the air. So she's going to share with you. Really, it's a divine mercy answered prayer. And it's something I think that will inspire you. And, of course, Greg and Julie Alexander are going to be stopping by as well. They've got an amazing story. But, Maggie, why don't you share with everyone what you shared with me?
Well, it started maybe a month and a half ago, I want to say. One of our call screeners popped in after the chaplet one day and said, hey, Maggie, I got kind of a weird message for you. Do you want me to tell you now or do you want me to write it down for you? I said, why don't you send it to me in email? I'll look at it later. He sends me a note, and it says something to the effect of, and I'm going to keep all the names out of this,
sure.
Just kind of tell you the story in a gist. He said, a woman called in, and she said, my husband needs prayers. He's living a double life.
Wow.
And, oh, by the way, your fiancé knows him.
No.
And I was like, what? Oh, so that kind of piqued my interest, right? I thought about it on the drive home, and I talked with Joe when I got home, and I was like, do you know anyone that might fit this description? And he goes, well, yeah, I do. I didn't have a last name for this couple, but I had their first names. And so I said, are you okay with me contacting her and just kind of seeing what's going on? And he said, sure. So it was a couple days later, I was leaving work. I had my phone in my car. I dialed her as I was driving, and I was like, hey, you don't know me, but I got a message from you. And I was like, I just, you know, wanted to see how you are and so you know, and see what the connection is here. And she was surprised that I called her. She said, I didn't think you were going to give me a call back, but I'm so grateful that you did. And so she started telling me a little bit of her story, and I was asking questions to kind of pull things out. And from what it sounded like, her husband hadn't been home in about 2 months. He had been going on work trips, quote unquote, and she knew that he was spending that time with a girlfriend.
Wow.
A colleague, a work colleague. She said there was indisputable evidence of that. And the thing that really just blew my mind is we were on the phone for maybe 30, 40 minutes. And you can kind of tell, we're in the business of talking with people all the time. And sure. You can tell when someone's got a screw loose. You know what I mean?
Yep.
She was so genuine and authentic. And the thing that blew me away is she could have been so angry. Mm-hmm. She has 6 kids with this man.
Oh my gosh.
They have 6 children, and one is a baby.
Mm. How can he do that?
Right?
I know. Horrible.
So I'm listening to how she's expressing herself, and she's saying, he's confused. I love him so much. I wish he would come home. I wish he would get help. He needs healing. He needs help. I'm praying for him so hard. My children need their father. It's so hard to watch these 6 little ones. Their hearts are becoming hardened before my very eyes.
Wow.
And that just broke me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Poor woman.
So I asked her, I said, is it okay with you if I go talk with Joe about this and see, you know, maybe he can reach out to your husband? And she said, sure, go ahead. So Joe and I talked it over, and he tried reaching out to this husband a number of times, and he was kind of evading Joe. And eventually they did get to talk on the phone for about 10, 15 minutes. And it did come out that he felt like he was leading a double life, but didn't really get into detail about that. So I had told this woman that I was going to check in with her every now and then just to see how she was doing. So we've talked a couple of times, and every time I'm honestly flabbergasted at her faith. It's like this could never bring her down. And she told me at one point that years ago, you had prayed for her on the chaplet. This was a couple of years ago when something was amiss between the two of them at that time. And she said, the day I called into the chaplet and Drew prayed for me, that night my husband came home with flowers. We had dinner together. We talked things over. We reconciled. So she said, I knew calling in that day, even though it was just a message to you kind of behind the scenes, she said, I knew something good was going to come from that.
Praise
and
God.
Like, I get goosebumps even just thinking about that. So in one of our conversations, she said, you know, it's hard, you know, he's not come home. And there's only so much in our checking account. And that has been haunting me for the last couple of weeks. 'Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, 6 little ones. Dad's nowhere to be found right now.
Ugh.
Christmas is coming. You know, it just...
No money.
It reminded me of that story that you tell about your mom who prayed so hard when your Christmas, that you had nothing and a kind stranger. You know, so anyway, I couldn't sleep the other night, and I knew in the morning that I had to send her a Christmas card. I knew that I had to send her something, and I made a special trip to Walgreens to get a special card with, you know, special things. And I wanted to go directly to the post office so that it would have no lag time in getting to her. I was like, I'm going to go to the good post office that mails things out quick.
Right.
I kid you not, Drew. I parked in front of the post office. I scampered into the post office. I put that letter in the mail slot.
Yeah.
I came back out to my car. I look at my phone and I had just, it said a moment ago, just gotten a text from this woman. And she just said, "Hey, good morning, Maggie. I just wanted to let you know that my husband called me last night and said that he's willing to go to therapy. His first therapy session is tomorrow at the Hour of Mercy."
Wow, that's awesome.
She said, "Please continue praying for us on the Divine Mercy Chaplet if you can." And I just, it was one of those moments where, like, it was so palpable because I had just put something in the mail for this woman, and I came back to my car, and there was this text. It was like witnessing a Christmas miracle, and I just, like, I had to call my mom and cry for a little bit because I was like, God is so good.
Yeah.
God is so kind.
Power of prayer. And your generosity, too. You're an instrument of the Holy Spirit. Reaching out, talking to her, helping her. And you know, her attitude is what really touches me the most. I believe my marriage is sacramental. I know yours will be as well when you enter in. And there's a special grace there. And when infidelity strikes or something goes awry, it's a cross. Today, everybody wants out. You know, there's no forgiveness. The world tells you you forgive him, you're crazy. You forgive her, you're crazy.
Yep.
She, in the depths of her heart, loved him. She loved him so much, she was willing to carry that cross, you know, and deal with that hardship and prayed him back home is really what happened, you know. And God is so merciful. He hears that prayer. I say it all the time about the chaplet. You pray the prayer of conversion, you pray that prayer, I guarantee you God will hear it and you'll see the great fruit. Maggie, thank you. Thanks for sharing. That's such a great story.
Thank you.
Hey, stay with me. I'm going to take a short pause. When I come back, Greg and Julie Alexander are going to join us. And, when Maggie shared that, I instantly thought of this couple and I said, I've got to get them on because I know maybe right now you are in the same situation as that woman right there. Maybe your spouse has not been faithful. Maybe he's been away from home for a long time. Gentlemen, maybe it's your wife. You know, how do you heal? How do you move forward? What are you called to do? You'll hear an amazing story right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show is live now. The Drew Mariani Show, here for you on Relevant Radio.
You know, we receive over a million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters Studio Line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor can support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Real faith, real talk. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. That story that Maggie just told is one that's replayed time and time again. And I just heard about a marriage where a husband's been unfaithful to his wife. He was supposedly a good Catholic, right? Going to confession and attending Mass, had four kids. So you can't judge a book by its cover. There's another couple. Their name's Greg and Julie Alexander. And they know for themselves what it's like. They went into marriage having no idea what God's plan for the marriage was. They ended up pursuing money and possessions more than they were maybe even pursuing God or each other. And they were on the verge of divorce. They had, they even told them, they had two children, I think 7 and 9 years old. And they told them their kids they were going to get divorced. When a new priest showed up at their parish, they were drawn in by his preaching. And it turns out that he was the judicial vicar for the diocese and the guy in charge of the marriage tribunal. And that was a turning point for their lives. They have an amazing story. They joined me right now. And in fact, if you want a good resource, check them out at alexanderhouse.org. Alexanderhouse.org. I think it'll help your marriage for sure. Hey, Greg, Julie, thank you for joining me. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew, thank you. It's great to be on.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, I know you heard Maggie's story. That's not an uncommon story, is it? I mean, there is hope for marriage. There is reconciliation, even after the bitterness of betrayal or other trials that may affect a marriage. Let me let you pick it up right there. I mean, if you want to share your story, feel free to. Maybe we could thumbnail of that, and maybe we could talk about those couples right now that are in those difficult moments.
Yeah, Drew, interesting enough, you pretty much just kind of nailed our story, with the exception, again, as the infidelities. You know, part of not being able to find that happiness in the other things, eventually, we both started looking for that happiness in other people. And needless to say, when no secrets were discovered, we just simply concluded that if we're having to resort to this kind of behavior in our marriage, then there can't be much of a marriage left. And I don't even know if it's what I wanted, Drew, but I just went to Julie and I said, because of the way we're living our lives, we need to get a divorce. And without even hesitating, she immediately agreed, and that was the decision we made. Of course, we sought out help from our parish priest, who could not help us. We went to a Catholic therapist who suggested that maybe you're not meant to be together, maybe you should divorce, which is what led us home to tell our two kids that we were going to get a divorce, until God allowed this awesome priest to come into our life, Drew, and just incredible. And I think, like many of these other couples that experience those difficulties, we can call ourselves Catholic, we can go to Mass every Sunday, we can do all of those things, but if we do not allow God to reside front and center in our marriage, we don't have the fullness of His grace. And without the fullness of His grace, the nicest person becomes capable of fill in the blank. And we find ourselves doing all kind of crazy things, and people on the outside looking in like, how could you do that? Or how could she? Or whatever the case may be. But if we don't have God and His grace in our lives, we become capable.
Yeah, true. Julie, I mean, I guess you too, Craig. I mean, forgiveness was the next phase. Some people, when they look at you saying, hey, I'm going to forgive her, or she says, I'm going to forgive you, they think it's crazy to forgive somebody else. And some people also are so deeply wounded by it. Maybe, you know, it was a one-way betrayal. And that wound is so deep that they think, gosh, forgiveness is impossible. What do you say to the person right now who is drinking from that bitter cup?
Yeah, it is a difficult cup to drink from, and it's very bitter. But on the other side, I can tell you, God is a God of reconciliation and a God of redemption. And every time that we do things God's way, no matter what has happened, no matter where we've been, no matter what circumstances have taken place, when we do things God's way, He comes in and He allows His grace to be felt immediately. I mean, you can take our story, and it is so sad because we did everything wrong you could do in a marriage. And yes, people that knew us back then probably don't care to be around us anymore, but they look and say that we're crazy. Other people who knew about what we were like and now see us, they see with the eyes of God and say, oh my goodness, only by God's grace could those two be where they are. Not only did He redeem our marriage and relationship, and as you said, you know, we had the two kids huddled in the corner crying their eyes out because we told them we were going to rip their lives apart.
Wow.
But now we have 5 additional kids, 7 kids, 6 grandchildren, married for 30.
That's awesome.
35, almost 36 years. And it's painful, but I can tell you, when you go back to Scripture, we just got to start reading the book of the Bible. When you read Scripture and you start to see that all these horror stories, these horrible things happened, and yet God's story is in and through, woven throughout all of history, because it shows His mercy, His grace, and His redemption are possible for everyone.
Well, and I want to compliment both of you, because it takes a heroic virtue, I think, really, to go ahead and to forgive and to move on. Doesn't mean you forget, but you certainly need to heal. And you're a beautiful example that healing is possible. A lot of people think it's not. We only have a few minutes, so let's grab a call or two, too. If you want to join the conversation, it's 888-914-9149. We'll go to San Diego. Susan is listening there. Hi, Susan. You're on the air with Greg and Julie Alexander.
Oh, hi. Hi, Drew. Hi, everybody. 6 years ago, I called Drew during the show. Mm-hmm. And told you my husband walked out. He was in a band, fell in love with the band person. That didn't work out. It was just a mess. But we've never been back together. But we do see each other because we work together. Long story short, I just don't believe it. I just say he loves me. He tells me he does, but he's just addicted now to this outside life. Mm-hmm. And so now we're, you know, I'm just waiting on God. And I think that the lesson I have for anyone to listen that wants to, you know, they can hear it, is that you really have to finally, when I finally gave up and I said, Jesus, I've been saying, Jesus, I trust in you for 20 years. And now it's, I really have to trust in you. Yeah. And now that I have for the past like couple years, we've actually gotten a lot closer.
Well,
and today's our anniversary. And he texted me happy anniversary with the, you know, and I'm going, God's moving. I just know it. So I'm just glad I never gave up. I never felt like dating like you.
Well, Susan, yeah, you know, God's time is not our time. And you know, you're a prayer warrior. You stay the course, continue to pray, And we'll see what the Lord's going to do, how he's going to bring it back. Greg and Julie, what advice would you give to Susan, who's been trying to be faithful now for years, but this husband's almost living a double life?
Yeah, Susan, great story. And thank you for your steadfastness, if you will, to your vocation, your sacrament of marriage. And I think what you're doing is great. Unfortunately, your husband still has this other lifestyle, this other God in his life, if you will. And so until he gets rid of that idol and put the God, the Father, back in his life front and center where he needs to be, it's still going to be difficult in that reconciliation possibly won't happen because he's so in love with this other lifestyle. But again, keep doing what you're doing, maybe with the exception of asking God in your prayers to allow whatever he deems necessary to happen in your husband's life, to shake his tree, to wake him up, and to get him to come back.
Yeah, and I'm going to just go with a thanksgiving and praise be to God. He reached out because there's something in his heart. As Greg said, there's a lot of things that happen to take us away. You know, there's the evil one that doesn't want your marriage to work. And there's all the things of the world that surround us that try to tempt and take us away. But by the grace of God, like you said, just those prayers, 1 Corinthians 7:14 will say, by the believing spouse, you can make a difference in your husband's life by praying and fasting. Pray and fast for him. And then just invite him. Say, is there anything that we can do to start moving towards a reconciliation? Because there's so much that can be done through healing, healing the wounds, as Drew spoke about earlier. There's so much that needs to be done in and through so many people to heal the wounds of the past and get rid of the things that are attached to us and literally cling to God, cling to Jesus Christ, to allow him to be the Lord of Lords and the God of our lives. Because those two things can be gotten rid of.
Well, Greg and Julie, Margaret in Indiana, I think has a great point, because I think infidelity is almost a symptom of something else. It's a byproduct, a bad fruit of other things. And Margaret's got a perspective on that. She's joining us right now. Margaret, thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show, and I really admire Julie and Greg. I just wanted to comment that it almost seems to a degree immature to like look at the infidelity as, as like such a betrayal. I mean, it's all the other actions and behaviors and the character foundation of, you know, each party that has so much more to do with the hurt and pain and suffering, the infidelity. I mean, if you're in a Catholic marriage or a sacramental marriage, a covenant, you know that infidelity can't break the bond, but other things can. Right. So just making the comment that it's easy to speak to the infidelity, but really there's such a bigger issue at hand. And unfortunately, sometimes there is addiction and that's a whole other, addiction to infidelity or to betrayal.
Amen to that. Margaret, thank you for the call. I only have about a minute and a half for you, so let me give you guys the final thoughts on this as well. I thought that's a great point you brought up.
Yeah, Margaret, spot on, because there's so many other issues, underlying issues that contribute to some of those major problems. One of the common things we see here is the couple's inability or maybe having lost their way to really discover love in and through each other through what we call the emotional needs. Being there to minister to the other person's needs, to keep their heart alive, to keep that love alive in a relationship that in and of itself keeps you from having the desire to do anything else. Look, we marry each other because at that point, for me in our marriage, Julie, out of any other woman that I've known or dated or experienced, she did it for me. And what happens in a marriage relationship, we get so consumed with job and kids and everything else that we go away from doing the things that brought us back together in the first place. So it's that matter of really getting back and rediscovering what it is that allows us to be able to tap into the heart of the other person so that we can experience that joy and happiness once again and not have to look for those alternative sources to bring us the fulfillment.
Greg,
and I'd also say too,
Julie, let me just hold you on this point because I want to get people in touch with you. If you're struggling, check out the Alexander House. It's a Catholic international apostolate dedicated to proclaiming the beauty and the goodness and the truth of God's design for your marriage. Check them out now, alexanderhouse.org. That's alexanderhouse.org. We'll put a link up for it on our social media. Hey, Greg and Julie, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here.